He scratched a flea on his ear.
Oh, I got no place special to go. I've been staying out here for 2 years. It's kind of like home now.
You're not condemned? You're not on death row?
Well, sorta, but me and Jimmy Joe get along all right, and I never had hydrophobia.
Well, I never did either, but what time does Jimmy Joe come out here in the mornings?
Oh, about 10 minutes from now, maybe less.
All right, Ralph, I have one last question, and I want you to think about it very carefully before you give an answer.
Okay.
Is there some reason why I can't walk out of my cell door and escape?
Let me think about that.
He closed his eyes and went into deep concentration. I waited for 5 minutes. In the distance, I heard a pickup motor, and suddenly I realized that Ralph was asleep. Ralph, wake up! His eyes floated open. Hurry, give me your answer before it's too late.
What was the question?
Is there any reason why I can't walk out that door and escape? He rubbed his chin with a paw.
No, by gullies, it ought to work.
That's what I wanted to know. I sprinted to the door, gave it a push with my nose, and it swung open. The pickup was coming closer. I looked back at Ralph. Just one more question.
Okay.
Why didn't you tell me you knew how to open this door? He frowned and squinted one eye.
Well, you didn't ask, and I guess it just slipped my mind. Don't that beat it all?
Yes, Ralph, that beats it all, and it almost got my head cut off. Well, this is goodbye, and thanks for nothing.
You're sure welcome, Hank. So long.
Just as the dog catcher's pickup pulled up, I shot out of my cell and headed for freedom. This would have been a natural place to bring the story to a close with a happy ending. Only Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher saw what had happened and took after me. You see, no happy ending is real until the end has ended happily.